Henare Clark is the CEO of Genesis Youth Trust and is joining us as the respected South Auckland Youth Intervention Charity is closing its doors after 25 years, mighty track record of reducing youth offending and transforming thousands of young lives, raising difficult questions about funding, government priorities and the future of the Rangatahi still relying on its support. Henare Clark with us from Genesis Youth Trust. Hey Henare, tēnā koe, thank you for joining us on Wātea, ko dai o tēnei.
Kia ora, Dale.
Thank you.
Good to hear from you.
And it's sad, isn't it, mate, after all of that effort and then being forced to close your doors. You've been held up as an example of a successful early intervention with evidence that shows reduced reoffending among the people you've been working with. How do you explain the trust's closure despite those outcomes?
It's something that we are still pondering on at the moment, Dale. You know, as Sir Bill English said, this pilot that was run and the measures that they basically undertook to confirm, you know, that this project, this program does work. And for us, very disappointing. But, you know, as I've spoken to my team about this, I think for us, we also need to celebrate the success of over 5,000 you know, young rangatahi and their whānau. So we don't just work with the young person, we work with the families, we work, you know, programs about building awesome whānau so that when the young person that we've been working with is re-immersed into the family, that they're put back into a place that's safe. And that's, I think, for us, that has been the really, really positive thing about this whole program that we've been running. It's intergenerational change. As Rob Woodley said in his speech, this is kids that have grown into adults that are starting their own lives, starting their own whānau, in a much, much better space.
A lot of these young people,
very sad for
a lot of these young people have grown up in very challenged and compromised situations, and end up on the wrong side of the law. So you try and help them find their feet. Find the positivity in life, and of course the flow-on effects of that are significant. So the closure of a kaupapa like this surely must have an impact on the lives of those you've been working with, and who knows where those lives will lead to now.
We have worked very, very closely with the police, you know, with Counties Manukau, with Auckland Central and East. And I've got a big shout out to the two district commanders. They've been absolutely awesome in their support of Genesis. Obviously, they can't influence what happens in Wellington. But we know that the work that we were doing meant that police officers could focus on the other stuff. And the last thing that our whānau want to see, if there has been, you know, something that's happened overnight, is a police car turning up in the morning. We're the arrowhead. We were always the arrowhead that was sent out the next morning to go and see what was happening and then start the process and do the wraparound from there. So we know it's been very successful. The social bonds pilot ran for 6 years, the 61% non-reoffending. And over the last couple of years, that's climbed up to 70%. And that's been about all the learnings that we've gathered over those 6 years and really refined the program that we've been delivering.
Can we talk about the funding decision or the de-escalation of the funding or, in fact, the cutting of the funding to the organisation? Government agencies have suggested the trust model was expensive or unsustainable, while supporters argue it delivers significant long-term social benefits. So do you believe the funding system's failing to properly value prevention and early intervention programs? What did they say to you before they cut off the funding streams?
The response we got back after, you know, 6 months of toing and froing with the respective minister and the Social Investment Agency was that we were too expensive in comparison to other models. I think the thing that we've said up front every single time is, you know, we run a wraparound program. That means that there's more than one person working with that young person. So the funding when they did the comparison to other organisations, that we may very well have been higher in cost, but you've got to look at the benefit of that, the $9 payback over the life of that that young person. I think the comment was made to us, we want a return on our investment. If $9 for every $1 is not a return, then obviously I'm seeing it totally different.
And politicians seeking economic prosperity, but they just sort of chop off COPAPA like this at its knees. It's not the first case of financial decisions impacting social service delivery that we've witnessed in this last 2.5 years, but it is deadly frustrating. I can give you the tip. Henare Clark is our guest. Now, the closure hall is obviously left staff departing, and from what I understand, around 60 of our rangatahi still requiring support. Henare, what arrangements are being made for those rangatahi and their whānau, and how confident are you that they won't fall through the gaps?
We work in a niche, Dale, that the majority of our young people are referred to us by the police as an alternative action plan. So we've been working with the police around, you know, what we do with them, where do we hand them off to? Because, you know, the last of our frontline left us a week ago. And so, you know, the question that was posed to me by my staff was, where do we send them to? And there's no simple answer to that question. You know, the other thing is 70% of the young people we work with are Māori, 26% are Pacific Islanders. And that's a, you know, that's a fair representation of that counties, Manukau, East Auckland, young people that we are working with. So there is no simple solution to where do we send them to. There are no other organisations out there with a complete wraparound that we do.
Well, I take my hat off to the efforts that you've put together, and to sadly acknowledge what's occurring in our social service delivery for our rangatahi, looking beyond the Youth Trust, which is sadly closing its doors after 2.5 decades, e hōma. What does the closure say about the state of youth services in our land, and what lessons should government and funders indeed take from the loss of an organisation that many regarded as a proven success?
Yeah, look, we're extremely saddened and disappointed by this, but you know, as I've said to my people, we've got to celebrate what we've been doing. If we sat there and we're grumpy about things that were happening, that's not going to solve it. We've got to be, you know, really celebrating that at least 5,000 young people that we've worked with have been given another chance.
Well, again, hats off to your staff over the years that have done their very best to help our young people. Encouraging and solid results. But again, you know, as the government's belt tightening and austerity measures come into play, good organisations with proven track records succumb to political policy and ideology. We're witnessing that once again. Henare Clark with us today, and CEO of the Genesis Trust. When's it formally folding, mate?
Yeah, the end of this month is basically the shutdown. So over the next couple of weeks, we just do the final closeout. We've paid our staff all the annual leave entitlements that they were entitled to. So it was really trying to, when we made the decision to close, it was about an orderly close and make sure that, you know, we didn't leave. You know, this organisation didn't close down with any blemishes on our record. So we're really proud of what we've done over the last 25 years. And hopefully there's some young people out there that, you know, making a drastic, you know, intergenerational change that will help us in the future.
Good talking with you. Thanks for all your efforts. I hope all your staff find their way into meaningful mahi as we sadly witnessed the demise of many of these powerful and prominent interventions across our social service delivery sector. Thank you so much for sharing some time and letting our peeps know of what's going on with the Genesis Youth Trust. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora tau.
Thank you.